Well, you know, in the playoffs, each game is going to develop a little bit different. Now, this was the first game, of course, before adjustments and before corrections and things like that. But, you know, you're going to need a contribution from everyone that steps on the floor. You're going to get better days from some and maybe less outstanding days from others. But the important thing is that, you know, guys can come in and give the team a lift or play major minutes when necessary. I mean, you sort of look at two extremes. You look at Sean Marion that comes in there and gives us two steals, and we finish the half with a three-point shot. So that's, you know, that's basically earning you 5 points. And then barely, you know, doesn't play for the rest of the game. But that's an enormous contribution. And then you got Shump, who comes in and plays more minutes than maybe his normal rotation calls for, because JR got in foul trouble, and then he was doing such a tremendous job, and the team was obviously rolling with him. So, you know, we played it the way that we needed to win the game, and those guys stepped up when we needed them, each in his own way.
Hi, David. Kenny Rota, WHBC Radio. First quarter, they score 31, shoot nearly 60%. Did you make adjustments at the end of the first quarter, or was it more just nerves and better effort by the team?
Well, they had in the first quarter 15 points from one-on-one situations. Yeah, in other words, they're running a play and they're moving the ball, but at some point during the offense, basically it was just a mano-mano situation, and we got broken down off the dribble or gave up an easy in-between shot that wasn't defended the way that normally we would. I thought we made a couple of corrections after the first quarter because we had to, but for the most part we just locked in a lot better and didn't give them so many easy one-on-one plays. They run good stuff and they run it, and you're going to get beat sometimes by that. But you know, you got to do a great job defending the ball when you're in that situation. And certainly in the first quarter, we did not.
Dave McMenamin, ESPN.com. Kevin Love got off to a slow start shooting wise in the first half. In the second half, we saw him draw some fouls down low, get it going. His teammates seemed to really celebrate the way he was working down low. And can you just speak to the way he was able to rebound his game in the third quarter and beyond?
Yeah, you know, I really liked the way that Kevin was locked in the whole game. He was playing the game regardless of whether the shot was going in or not. I think he was 2 for 11 in the first half, and, you know, had some pretty good looks. But, you know, he continued to play. The guy finished with 19 points, 12 rebounds, drew two charges. At least one of them was a huge play. And, you know, really played a great game for a first playoff game. Everybody was worried about what Kevin and Kyrie were going to do in their first playoff games. Well, Kai had 30 and Kevin had 19 and 12. So I guess that's the – and Tristan, of course, played a great all-around game. So I guess that was the answer.
Hi, Coach. Rex Alba, NBA Philippines.
Hi, Coach. Rex. Hi, Coach. All the way from the Philippines, man. I love it.
Okay. Thank you. Tristan Thompson had a great game tonight with 12 points and 6 rebounds. Is there any way that you'd consider in this series that to start him in the lineup?
Probably not. But not because he's not worthy. He's just, you know, he's been our first big off the bench basically the whole season, except when we were in injury times, you know, when Andy went down. And, you know, that's the way we've played. I've said before on many occasions that, you know, there's a lot of good candidates, but certainly Tristan Thompson is a candidate as well for the best sixth man of the year. I mean, he's had a great season for us, and we want him and expect him to continue to do the same things he's been doing all season.
Rachel Nichols, right. PNT. You spoke going into this game about making sure guys weren't overhyped, referring to the first game of the season a little bit. This is another big first game of the playoff season. How did you feel about the mental control guys had?
Much better than the first game against the New York Knicks, you know, where the buildup and the hype was just so great. And, of course, with LeBron's return. And the funny thing is, in that game, we actually started up 13. and then we spiked and basically couldn't play anymore. Today, you know, it took us a little bit of time to get our second win. You know, LeBron really pushed himself, for example, early, almost to the point of forcing himself to hit that limit, come out, catch his second win, and then play. I think he even did it on purpose, just knowing himself and knowing what he had to do to be ready for the rest of that game. And that was fine, you know. So we certainly did handle it differently. I thought we went into the game different. And I also think that we're a different team, more mature, more ready for this kind of thing. And, you know, I like the way we handled that.
Tobias Woolborn, Boston Globe. Coach, how was Kyrie able to get as many good looks as he got, and then also how he was able just to kind of keep it going throughout the game? He seemed like he was in rhythm for most of the game.
Well, you know, I thought we found him when we needed to, and I thought we gave him the space to play and utilize his his skills in terms of breaking guys down or creating shots for himself when we're not helping him to create. Listen, he's a tough guy to guard, you know. Let's be honest, and he. He has the ability to create his own shot, create for others, and we have guys around him that can create for him and also get him looks at the basket. So, I mean, no big secret, but that's the way it works.
Marla Ridenour, Akron Beacon Journal. From a personal standpoint, what will you remember most about your first playoff game?
That my three daughters came from Israel to see it. First time they're in Cleveland to see here. Yes, I wish my son was here too, but he had to stay home and play basketball.
Joe Barden, Cleveland.com. Coach, you alluded to it earlier with LeBron playing so hard early, almost that he needed to ask out. He was tired. Now that it's all over, I'm wondering how much time and energy he put into kind of propping up Kevin and Kyrie and some of the guys who hadn't done it before. And I just mean going into today, kind of just getting them ready for what was to come.
You know, again, I don't think he was tired as much as he just, you know, he lost his breath and was waiting to catch his second win and pushed himself to that point. What I really liked, you know, that comes to mind is that we were down, I don't know, 7, 38, 31, something like that. And I saw LeBron on the court telling everybody, hey, calm down, it's going to be okay. You know, stay cool, stay poised. And from that point, right, exactly from that point, we kind of caught our stride, tied it up 40-40, 42-42, and then created a little bit of separation by the end of half. So, I just think LeBron, you know, with his experience and with his knowledge of these situations was very much in control and very much was very mature about the way that he approached the game, and he helped the other guys. And that they responded very, very well to that kind of leadership.
Coach Josh Weir from the Camp Repository. Considering the situation there in the third quarter, you were up 20, and then it quickly was down to 6. How big were those two shots by James Jones there at the end of the third?
And there's another name I neglected to mention. You know, JJ came in from the bench, as he has done for us now. For several months, you know, because he is part of that rotation, plays perhaps less minutes than Tristan or Shump or Dele at times, not today, but you know, he's always ready. To me, James, besides being an unbelievable personality and professional, he's like that doctor on call. You know, he's always ready to come in and do what needs to be done when called on. And he made a couple of huge shots and a couple of good defensive plays as well that really, really helped us. They were critical at critical junctures of that game.
David Kenny wrote to WHBC Radio. You've had Kyrie now for a full year. What is it about him on the big stage that he seems to thrive? A lot of guys don't like the spotlight and don't thrive. All-Star Game MVP, World Basketball MVP, and in his first playoff game, he gets 30. What from being around him. What can you tell us about that?
Yeah, I just think he's a guy that believes in his abilities, and he loves to play basketball. You know, so when the stage is bright, he's happy. He's happy to play, and he's anxious and ambitious to show what he can do to perform and to help his team win. You know, Kyrie has been great this year as a two-way player. You know, he's defending extremely well, and of course his offensive skill set is well known. You know, these kind of games for him are, I just think he loves to play them. That's all.